This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Caroline, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E, Irvine, E-R. V-I-N-E, date of birth is 4/25/1933, date of evaluation 8/16/2022, HPI history, chief complaint, psychiatric follow-up, management of depression, and assess efficacy of current medications, history present and last. This is 89 years old, widower, and 89 years old widow who was admitted here on 8/12/2022 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital. Patient was present during my evaluation, but somewhat of a poor historian. She reports that she was told that she had fracture of her back. Period. Her chart indicates compression, fracture of third thoracic vertebra. History of fall, hyperlipidemia, dehydration, dementia, hypertensive heart disease, pulmonary hypertension, non-rheumatic mitral valve, stenosis and insufficiency, congestive heart failures, urinary tract infection. Patient reports that she is doing well. She was admitted here on citalopram 20 milligram once a day and Aricept 10 milligram HS. Patient did not know how long she's been taking her medications. But appears to be comfortable on current medications. She denied any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. She denied any hypomanic, manic, or psychotic symptoms. Period. No history of OCD or PTSD. Next paragraph, patient reports that she has three children. Patient lives alone. She reports that her husband passed away years ago. Next paragraph, patient knew that she's at Marywood. Patient did not know the name of this nursing facility. She knew it's August 2022. She knew Biden as a president. And she thought Tudor, T-U-D-O-R, is the governor of Michigan. She could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph. Review of system, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, endocrine, heme, allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. Social history, current relationship, widow, number of children, 3, current employment. Patient reports that she was an executive assistant for a vice president at Blue Cross Blue Shield. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, review, collateral form, and chart, nursing. Patient reports that most of her close friends are deceased. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, C-chart. Family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph. Current medications, MAR reviewed, Aricept 10 milligram HS, citalopram 20 milligram once a day. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 122/66, pulse 83, respiration 18. Next paragraph. General, appropriately groomed, demeanor pleasant, looks younger than stated age, motor movements normal gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech clear, mood euthymic, affect broad, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, normal perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self. and time, memory, recent impaired, fond of knowledge, limited judgment and insight, limited sleep and appetite, fair. Under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0, plans continue, citalopram as prescribed. Number 2, unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance, F03.90, plans continue, except disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Patient's psychiatric condition seems to be stable, and notify our service for any persistent changes in mood behaviors. There are no indications for GDR of current medications due to risk of relapse and decompensation. I will follow with you procedure code 99304 under supplemental administrative check common side effects of SSRI, anticholinesterase inhibitor, risk benefit statement. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above, end of dictation.